Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
Christ's conversation with the Samaritan woman caused a profound change in her life. Not only did she believe that he was the Messiah, but her testimony led many people from her own town to Christ. This doesn't make sense. Why such a sudden change of heart? It bothered me. So I read and reread today's gospel until I found a reason what caused this drastic transformation. And also with the help of the fathers of the church, these beautiful beacons of our faith, I found why there was this sudden change. When Christ asks her and tells her, "Go call your husband," she replies, "I have no husband." Small detail that is easily overlooked, but this small detail can lead us to recognition of a very important spiritual law that can bring us a great blessing in our life. The Holy Fathers that focus on spiritual life say that self-condemnation and self-accusation attracts God's grace. At the moment when Christ asked her about her husband, she accused herself of her past when she said, "I have no husband." And thus, at that moment, she condemned herself for her sinful relationship. This woman, revealing her heart to God, had already received something of that living water that leads to eternal life. And she's not the only one who had received this living water. Not so long ago, we heard in the gospel about the two thieves that were crucified with Christ. St. Ignatius Brancheniov says that near the Savior, two thieves were crucified on crosses. One of them insulted Christ. He blasphemed, and the other confessed that he deserved suffering for his deeds and also recognizing the Lord's innocent suffering. Immediately, the self-accusation of that thief opened the eyes of his heart and was able to recognize the suffering God on the cross, suffering from him and for mankind. Neither the learned, the priest, the high priest of the Jews recognized Jesus, despite the fact that they have scrupulously studied every letter of God's law. The thief who was hanging bloody on the cross became a theologian before the eyes of all those people who considered themselves wise and mighty, who mocked Christ. The thief trampled down on the lives of those wise and mighty people with his holy faith. The second thief was dragged down to hell by the weight of his sins. But the thief who came to a knowledge of God through honest self-accusation was accompanied into heaven through confession of Christ the Redeemer, something that is possible for those who humble themselves. The two thieves were condemned for the same cross, but they thought differently, they spoke differently, which led them to a different outcomes. The gospel brings us many other examples of self-accusation and recognition of one's own sinfulness and imperfection. We can think of, for example, think of prodigal son who returned to his father, or publican and a Pharisee, and many others. We can go on and on. Why is this important? Why should I want to self-accuse and potentially make myself sad or depressed? The point of self-accusation is not to make ourselves sad or depressed, or whatever we want to call it, but rather to recognize how far we are from being what we ought to be in front of Christ. When we self-accuse, when we do this self-examination of our conscience, we put on these lenses on our eyes, and then we look in the mirror of our soul, and we start listing the things that are very uncomfortable to admit, sins that we don't want to admit, that we fall into mostly and every single day. And these accusations would stir within us a courage to fight those sins that are dragging us away from God. Every day, we wash ourselves, we wash our body to get ourselves ready, to make ourselves presentable in front of the public, in front of our friends, family, our job, who in their right mind would want to stay spiritually dirty and stinky. None of us. We want to be clean and presentable, because at any moment we can stand in front of our God, who is judge. Self-accusation breeds and opens the eyes of the soul to the knowledge of spiritual things which are hidden from those who are proud and self-confident. This spiritual law also, and this is even more important part of this law, speaks of God's mercy. Even though it's small, but sincere accusation or confession of the state of the soul is like a small crack within our heart, which allows God to enter and flood our heart with His mercy and strength. The Samaritan woman did the thing. She opened her heart through a small, tiny crack, and God, like gush of living water, entered her heart, and it caused immediate change within her. That Samaritan woman is not just nobody now. Today we commemorate her as under the name of Saint Fotina, beautiful saint. That moment she became saint because she chose that living water to be alive within her heart. And she ran back to her town and told everybody else what can happen to them if they listen, if they open their hearts just a little bit. So let's not forget about this spiritual law that we are presenting today. It's a beautiful law. It's, I think, one of my favorite ones. And let's try to practice it daily by humbly confessing our sins and weaknesses to our Lord. And this way we will open our heart to the action of God's grace, which will heal it and flood it with the living water and the knowledge from above. Our soul will gradually change in this way. It can be radical, as Saint Fotina, or it can be a small process, beautifying everything around us in our life. Then holy zeal will grow in our heart for God, which will not only literally drive us to a virtuous life, holy life, but will also touch the lives of many of those who are around us. So let us crack open our hearts. Let us use this law for benefit for our life. Christ is risen.